There is something similar to a mafia in the church. Father Rio, summary. This week's installment brings French priest Camille Rio's sober and critical assessment of the Catholic Church's response to the clergy sexual abuse crisis, arguing that despite significant developments in France since 2016, the deeper institutional problems that enabled abuse remain largely unresolved. Drawing on his experience in both France and Asia, Rio contends that the issue extends far beyond individual offenders and is rooted in structures of power, secrecy, and inadequate accountability. Rio acknowledges that France has progressed further than many countries in confronting the crisis. He points to the impact of the Bernard Prenat case and the role of the Independent Commission on Sexual Abuse in the Church, CIES, led by Jean-Marc Sauve. In his view, the Sauve report of 2021 was a watershed moment because it revealed the scale of abuse and forced both the Church and French society to recognize the magnitude of the problem. However, he argues that the Church's response since then has consisted largely of promises and symbolic commitments rather than structural reforms capable of addressing the roots of the crisis. One of Rio's principal concerns is the growing number of cases involving bishops rather than parish priests. He notes that the cases of Michel Saintir, Cardinal Jean-Pierre Ricard, Georges Colom, and other senior clerics demonstrate how sexual abuse, abuse of power, and institutional privilege frequently overlap. According to Rio, the higher one climbs within the church hierarchy, the more evident the relationship between power and abuse becomes. He argues that discussions about abuse cannot be separated from discussions about authority and governance within the church. The interview also explores the crisis surrounding Catholic schools in France, particularly the scandal at Bethlehem and similar cases elsewhere. Rio observes that these scandals have widened the debate beyond clergy abuse and into broader questions about Catholic education, religious congregations, and the Church's place in French society. At the same time, he believes the Church's public credibility has been severely damaged, reducing the influence of bishops and Catholic institutions in public life. When discussing the upcoming papal visit to France, Rio remains cautious. He repeatedly stresses that nobody truly knows what to expect from Pope Leo's trip. While he anticipates some form of meeting with survivors, he doubts that abuse will be a central theme of the visit and fears that discussions surrounding accountability will remain largely opaque. He suggests that the handling of abuse cases by both the French hierarchy and the Roman Curia has not inspired confidence that significant change is imminent. Rio is particularly skeptical about the Church's emphasis on safeguarding programs. While acknowledging that safeguarding measures are valuable, he insists that they are insufficient when not accompanied by effective investigations, sanctions, and transparency. In numerous cases, he argues, the same authorities are responsible for managing accusations, conducting investigations, communicating with the public, and overseeing reparations. This concentration of authority creates conflicts of interest and undermines trust in church processes. Perhaps Rio's most striking argument is his comparison between certain church structures and organized crime. He describes a system in which power, secrecy, titles, and abuse become intertwined, creating what he calls something similar to a mafia. For this reason, he believes ordinary procedures are insufficient. Just as Italy developed specialized legal tools to confront organized crime, Rio argues that both civil and ecclesiastical authorities require specialized mechanisms capable of addressing systemic abuse and institutional complicity. Ultimately, Rio concludes that the Catholic Church's greatest deficit is not safeguarding but transparency. The central question, he argues, is not only what individual abusers did but how church authorities handled allegations, protected institutions, and managed information. Until those processes become genuinely transparent, he believes reform will remain incomplete. Yet despite his criticisms, he ends on a note of hope, insisting that hope remains stronger than death and that the struggle for accountability must continue.